Tesla's bollard crash and Meta's deepfake ads expose autonomous failures. Tesla's robotaxi program suffered a significant setback in Austin when a driverless vehicle struck bollards, the fixed concrete or metal posts installed specifically to prevent vehicle access in certain areas. The incident raises pointed technical questions. Bollards are static, unambiguous objects at precisely the locations where vehicle access is prohibited. Failing to detect and respond to a stationary physical barrier represents a different category of error than misidentifying a pedestrian's movement, and suggests either a sensor failure, a mapping error in which the vehicle's environment model did not include the bollards, or a software fault in the decision layer. Tesla's reliance on camera-based vision systems rather than the LiDAR sensors used by most autonomous vehicle competitors has been a long-running point of contention within the industry. Cameras are cheaper and capable in favorable conditions. LiDAR creates a direct geometric map of the environment rather than inferring geometry from images, and is considered more reliable in edge cases. A bollard that is oddly lit or positioned at an awkward angle relative to a camera could theoretically go undetected in a way that LiDAR would not permit. Meta faces a different but equally serious accountability failure. The company ran advertising for an application that used AI to generate deepfake pornographic images of real, identifiable politicians. This is not a case of user-generated content slipping through moderation. Paid advertisements pass through Meta's ad review systems, which are supposed to screen for exactly this category of content. Several states have now enacted laws specifically criminalizing deepfake pornography, and federal legislation is under active debate. Meta's liability as a platform that affirmatively ran and presumably profited from advertisements for such an application is a distinct legal question from hosting user content, because advertising involves active commercial facilitation. The incident is expected to accelerate congressional pressure for platform liability reform as AI-generated synthetic media has proliferated rapidly in the period from roughly 2025 to 2026.